Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say, May I? We are joined by Jessie, composer and singer in the band Transition. Hi, Jessie.
Hi, Xiaolan.
你好。Right, may I is a very useful word or very useful expression in Chinese. We say 可以。And 可以, it's actually not a question that means yes, it's okay. But to ask may I, all you need to do is to add ma.
Right, this is a great word, ma. You can add it to almost anything.
Yeah, ma, just the same word as, like, it's a lighter way of saying your mom. Ma, 可以吗?
可以吗?
That means may I?
May I?
可.
So this must be third tone, going down then coming up again?
That's right. 可, that means can, and that means okay.
可.
In ancient form, when you say 可, that means you give permission to someone. Means you can.
可.
And 以.
以.
以 is also third tone. And
right.
So it's much harder when you put two third tones together.
Yeah.
When you have two third tones together, you make the first one lighter. So you make the first one sound as if that's a second tone. So 可以. 以 is a very... You probably don't have something like that in English. And 以 has multiple meanings and you will see a lot of it in Chinese. And you can express that as something like because.
Okay.
Or something with.
With.
Yeah, or in order to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so can, in order to, that means yes, it's okay, you have the permission, 可以.
Right, okay. Yeah, it makes sense when you put the two together then.
Yes, don't worry too much about the literal meaning of this particular phrase, 可以, because even most Chinese just don't know how to explain that. Just remember 可以, that means, yeah, you can, 可以. 可以吗, that means may I?
Okay, 可以吗?
可以吗? And to say, yes, you can, the answer is 可以. And to say, no, you can't, then you say 不可以. And 不 is no, so 不可以. And another way of asking may I is to say 可不可以.
Oh, okay.
可不可以. And similar sort of grammatic expressions, we can say 好不好. 好 means good.
Mm.
Yes, of course, good.
Yeah.
不好 is no good. No, you can't. No,
yeah.
It's no good.
Yeah.
And to ask a question, we say 好不好. And in this sense, we say 可以不可以.
可以不可以.
That's right. And it's a bit like French, just like je ne parle pas français. Je ne parle pas français.
Okay.
I speak French, I don't speak French.
Yep.
Ne parle pas. It's like 可不可以.
Right.
Just think of that way.
Right.
Yeah. And 可以, it's also a very common expression to use as the answer. Sometimes depends on the context again. It's less definite, less positive. So when you ask, hey, 还可以吗? It means that, hey, how are you been?
Okay.
还可以吗?
还可以吗?
Yeah, 还可以吗? How are you been? You say, oh, 可以. That means, it's okay.
So that's like, yeah, not great then.
Yeah, not great, 可以. Or they say, oh, how are you lately? And the answer, if you say, oh, 可以, that's sort of, yeah, it's above average, but not wonderful. Not excellent.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's have some practice.
Yes, I'm ready.
Can I drive your Ferrari around the block?
可以.
Thank you. Because I have a mini. Can I play your piano?
可以.
Thank you. 可以. I 可以 play your piano. Can I eat one of your dumplings?
不可以.
Oh no.
Just water.
Oh no, that's very mean. Can I have your dumplings, please? 可以吗? 可以啦，谢谢，可以。 I 可以 eat your dumplings.
You 可以 eat what? Eat what? Eat what? That really messed up.
You know, when I chat with my family, I sometimes have three languages mixing up together. Now we can mix a few words of French as well. So four languages.
That would be really confusing.
Yeah.
But great fun.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Jesse. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. We learn how to say, may I? Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until then, 再见。
再见。